From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds Brock turns it around and finishes the season with 60% plus passes completed? 18.3%.
I see nothing of that guy to make me feel good about it.
This week he's got a game coming up against a really lousy defense, so he should be able to do well against them. I don't have any faith in anything right now when it comes to the Texans. Although if they go the way they always have, they'll lose this game, they'll lose to Denver, and then they'll suddenly put it together and win four in a row to get right back in the thing, right? We give up on them. Your buddy Jay Cutler, he's open to moving on from the Bears.
The Bears, in their history, have never had a top 10 guy. Jay Cutler is the best quarterback the Bears have ever had. I would think it'd be difficult to move on. In theory, getting someone better than Jay Cutler sounds like it's easy. If he can get out of there, maybe it's best for both parties to get a fresh start.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. A lot of other good stuff as well. All available at podcastarena.com. So go and check it out. The first 2 hours will be there. Every show is there. So everything we say ever is now permanently out there for you to hear, which is both good and bad. So if you miss any of the show, you can catch it now. But if we say something particularly stupid, well, guess what? It's there forever.
Yeah.
It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call or text and or anything, just put odds on it. That's all. A lot of Texans talk today for some reason. We've gotten into Brock quite a bit, and I think the fair question is how long before you have to punt on Brock Osweiler. And I think you're getting to that point where I still think you got 3 or 4 more games with him.
Yeah.
Because you still have a winning record. You're probably still going to have a winning record for the next few weeks. But if you don't, you start getting into...
I think you've got way more than just 3 or 4 more games with him.
Yeah, I think they're going to go at least 10.
I think they're going to ride this thing out for the season.
If they're 3-7, they won't.
Because you're just going to pay a dude $17 million to sit on your bench next year?
I'm hopeful that he'll improve by next year. But if they go 3-7, if they go on a losing streak here, you're not keeping him in there.
I think they will. I think it would be too much egg on the face.
Well, they're going to have egg on the face if they go 4-12.
Yeah.
That's going to be bad no matter what.
But at least if you bench Osweiler, you're basically saying he's the problem.
Hmm.
And I don't know that that's I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's all his fault.
No, I don't think it is. I think you need to bench the coach too, but that's another thing. I've never been impressed with Godfrey calling plays and the offense they've designed. I would have liked for them to bring somebody in who's actually got a different type of offense that can have, give you something else to bounce off you. But these guys like to have their people, their guys.
He could mysteriously go on IR.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Well, if he keeps getting hit, it's not going to be mysterious.
Yeah, it might not be an accident.
This guy's going to get broken. If he keeps wearing that damn cowboy outfit in that HEB commercial, somebody's going to... Never mind. That was about to go the wrong way. Peter King says NFL GMs have Tom Herman on their radar. Is that even possible? No.
I mean, I don't think so.
He has no NFL experience whatsoever. That's way too much to ask for a guy to jump from, and not just, it's one thing to jump from Ohio State or Texas or Alabama to the NFL. It's another thing to jump from Houston. So. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Colby. What's up, Colby?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
I guess my question is, playing the odds. Aaron Rodgers just doesn't seem like himself. Hasn't seemed like he has had the confidence, even with Lacy running well this year, offensive line holding up, having all of his receiving core. what are the odds that he gets back some of his 2014 confidence versus Dallas this weekend?
I mean, I won't say it's impossible, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Green Bay. Having watched him a couple times, I don't feel great about him. And it's not all on Aaron Rodgers. It's not all on that offense either. Their pass defense is pretty horrific. But they're good at stopping the run. Aaron Rodgers is expected to be better than what he's been. Maybe this is – Dallas has defensively played better than I expected them to. So it's maybe a week he can get right. I don't know. I think this is an important week, though, for the Packers and for Aaron Rodgers to know if they're legit or not. They won last week, and I walked away from that game going, man, are the Packers even any good? Maybe yeah. My expectations of them were just too high.
Well, and I think if you want to, you know, if you want to look at it, when was the last time they were really the Packers? I mean, where you looked at them and say, oh, yeah, this team's a Super Bowl contender. I mean, I think even last year you had questions all year long. They didn't even win the division. I think they're still a good team, but I kind of think they're not at that top tier right now.
Yeah.
But I also think teams like that, at the end of the season, you look up and you're like, oh, remember we were talking about how they were crappy at the beginning of the year? No, you don't, because they look like a Super Bowl contender again.
Yeah.
Let's try. Okay, I can't read. It looks like
Pete.
Is it Pete?
Is that what who you're looking at?
Yeah, Pete. Let's try that. What's up, Pete?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I don't have a what are the odds. It's kind of goofy, actually. I do have one, but I wanted to talk about Brock Osweiler. And if I'm the Texans, I didn't bring him in and expect to win immediately. So the thought of canning him after 10 games seems a little rash. I feel like, you know, you got to give him a season at least. Maybe next season, if it goes this way, you might think, hey, like, all right, maybe it's time to pull him after 5 or 6 games next season if the same thing continues. So I definitely think at least a season, if not more. Even if he does, I mean, if he's throwing just picks left and right, then of course they're going to pull him out, but I think they're going to give him the entire season. And then what are the odds Colin Kaepernick's afro fits in his helmet this week?
I'm guessing he's going to go back to the cornrows. I don't know that that'll work in the helmet situation, yeah. But maybe it will. Randy Moss did it with the fro at times. It's doable.
Yeah, I disagree, though. I think you brought him in to win this year. You didn't bring him in to win next year. I mean, that's...
When you pay a guy $17 million a season...
Yeah, you're not thinking next year, buddy.
No, and like we said, this team, most people thought they were built to win right now. So...
They certainly thought they were built to win right now.
Yeah.
Mike wants to know what are the odds Nick Saban gives the NFL another try. I keep thinking he'll want to do that, but he's also, what, 64 years old now? I think you're getting to a point where that window may be closed for him. And if it's not, it would need to happen this year.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to – and maybe it does. Maybe they win another national championship, and he's like, eh. You know, maybe I wanted to go back to the NFL and prove that Dolphin experience wasn't, you know, indicative of what I can really do there.
Right.
I think it was, but it's a different animal. There are college guys that can go to the NFL and have success, but I think there's more great college coaches that could go to the NFL and will fail than there are guys who will succeed. And I don't think Nick Saban is an NFL coach, even though he had an NFL background. I think he's a guy that is better off when he can go get better talent than everybody else and then just go out there and run over people. I think we give him equal talent. I mean, I think he coaches guys up better than anybody. He makes them better. But if you just want to talk X's and O's, he's not the best guy out there. He's just going to have better talent than you, and he's going to go out there and outplay you with it. All right, let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Sports bitches.
Sports bitch.
What you got?
Hey, what are the odds that the ass clown throwing the paper towels in the urinal is using them to try to be clean, although y'all's bathroom is not as clean as it could be?
Well, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen any used toilet paper in the trash can in some time. So perhaps that guy learned a lesson, or maybe he heard us. Maybe, I don't know. But I don't think that he's doing it to make some sort of a statement. I think that he's just gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, deportes. That's my theory.
That's racist, but okay.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it why?
Yeah.
Because I've seen some of those guys come over there and see some of the disgusting things they do while we're in there. They don't wash their hands. I don't think it's there's how many other people are on this floor? There's us.
There's like some business over
there.
There's
Deportes, and then there's some weird old guys that are just frightening, frankly. I don't know what they do. I don't really want to know. But that's it. So I'm not being racist. I'm making a 50-50 guess here. It's like either like creepy old dudes, like the guy who accosted me over my car. He's one of those people. Or it's Deportes. I'm going to go with Deportes.
I'm going to give you a little higher percentage on that. Jeremy Branham, he's half Mexican, and he said that it's more than likely Deportes when he was here because he said the plumbing in Mexico is very, very poor.
Yeah,
and
listen,
he knows
I know
it.
All about that.
Yeah, right? So he says that is very culturally they do that in Mexico. So he says, yes, it was, but it is Deportes.
I kind of wish it'd be that old man because I'd like to punch him.
Yeah.
The guy, he's one of those guys that I just, who does that? Who just walks up to you and says, why'd you buy a toy? That car is a toy. Well, yeah, and you're a tool. What the hell? Nobody asked you. I don't know you. I don't care. I don't need your opinion. I bought it because I like it.
And because you're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And that's what you should have told her.
Well, I should have told him, and you might remember that from 40 years ago, you cranky old bastard. But I didn't.
You're so salty.
I don't need you to come and tell me what you think if I don't know you. If you tell me that, so dude, what the hell are you doing buying that? It's one thing. I just think
you're gonna die in that thing.
That's cool.
I ride a motorcycle around. I'm probably gonna die on it.
Right. I'm gonna die somewhere in this city because it's just gonna happen.
But I feel so safe in that big truck. I always feel.
I did feel safe until I almost died in mine.
Yeah.
I've gotten where I feel better in this car because I feel like I'm it's quick enough for me to get away from an idiot like that.
All right.
So I just jump on it. But yeah, it's none of your business, old man. You know?
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. They took care of me. They took care of my puppy. If you've had a puppy before, you know that it can get rough at times, especially if they are large puppies. And mine is a large puppy. And so when she jumps on you, it wasn't just like, pushing up on your shin. It was knocking people down type of jumping. We had to get rid of that. We had to get rid of the play biting, which when a large dog play bites, it tends to hurt more than when a poodle play bites. We needed to make a change, and Man's Best Friend made that change in her. We took her in. They have a specialized program. You sit down with someone. You tell them what's important to you. What do you want them to work on? What do you want them to understand? And a couple weeks later, I came back, and she was a new dog. She understood everything that I wanted from her. She understood my expectations, and it made everything better, made everything more enjoyable. She's a great dog to have around now. Stop by 2331 Bingle Road in Houston or call them 713-932-6709. You can go to mansbestfriend.com. Listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to the ESPN 97.5.com website, click on the link. You can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. Good for training, grooming, boarding, whatever you need done. Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com. 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And as promised, it's
time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, the clown menace has another casualty. And I think this is good because Ronald McDonald is kind of scary to me, right?
Yeah.
He is laying low until the clown craze dies down, according to McDonald's. Some Americans will see less of him as the company remains thoughtful in respect to his participation in community events as a result of the current climate around clown sightings in communities.
I mean, there's clowns that look menacing and clowns that don't. Ronald McDonald doesn't look menacing at all.
I'm menaced by him.
Are you really?
I think he's freaky looking. He looks like what I think I imagine Jared from Subway would look like if he dressed up in a clown suit.
Yeah, I'm way more freaked out by Grimace.
Yeah, Grimace is kind of...
And Mayor McCheese with that giant cheeseburger head. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
But y'all are scared of that clown?
I'm not scared of him. I'm just creeped out by him.
How would you feel if there were, like, suddenly a new trend started where dudes went out with giant cheeseburger heads on, just running around carrying axes on their shoulder, jumping out at people? That'd be scarier than clowns, in my opinion.
See, I would say they could do that with a jack-in-the-box head, but that's kind of a clown head anyway. Now, that Burger King is creepier than anybody. If there were a bunch of Burger Kings running around out there, yes, I would fight back immediately.
You're not scared of the Burger King?
No. Well, I'm... It's creepy. But I would strike back with great vengeance and furious anger. No question. But here's the next part of the clown menace. This is spreading. A creepy Ronald McDonald clown, taking it even a step further, a Ronald McDonald who was done up as an evil Ronald McDonald clown, was spotted at a McDonald's in England. This is now spread. This is like Zika. It's spread
all over.
Oh,
bloody hell.
Yeah, what he said. It's got to stop. It really does. Now England... I honestly, man, I think this is like a Fight Club, F Society, Mr. Robot thing that somebody started with these evil clowns. And they don't realize that we will shoot them.
Yeah.
That this is Texas. And that we can. It's got to stop, man. Either that or there's going to be some... This is a big push for some movie that's coming out. That would be my next thought. But the clowns are real. And they must be stopped in our lifetime. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Let's grab some more phone calls. Will.
Sports, Dad.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what are the odds the Cleveland Indians go on to win the World Series, bringing in the city of Cleveland their second championship in the same year? And I'll hang up.
Indians have the best bullpen in baseball. There's a good chance. And that's something that we talked about a little bit during the baseball season, how important it is. And Kansas City kind of set the blueprint last year, how important a bullpen is in October. And just look around at who's left. Cleveland, fantastic bullpen. Toronto's would be better if they weren't banged up. Cubs, Nationals, Dodgers, three best bullpens in the National League. It's important, and the Indians have, I think, the best one. When you have Andrew Miller as a setup guy,
yeah,
you're pretty good.
You can throw him in the fifth inning.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
But I'd also say the Jays' bullpen is not – well, it's not as good. They've been really solid,
yeah,
and they're really good enough. I like whoever wins the AL to win the whole thing, to break the Cubs' hearts in the World Series, because that would be kind of funny to me that the Cubs finally get there. And it's nothing against Cubs fans, because I have some that I like that are, you know, they're friends. But there's...
It just feels like the Cubs are going to blow it at some point. Although the Giants did a really Cubs thing last
night. Yeah, the Giants had them. If you go...
If they had won that, and you go back to Chicago, that series tied 2-2. You know you're in their heads at that point. But, yeah, they pulled a Cub. 713-780-ESPN. 956, what are the odds Gym of the Day will be more entertaining in the future? About the same as the odds of you sending a good text, I would say. Just my guess.
Who's hating on the gym?
956. I don't even know where the hell that is. But, and by the way, Gym is spelled G-E-M. So.
Well, how did he spell it?
J-E-M. You say if you're going to be critical, let's spell properly if we're going to be critical. I'm just saying. Where the hell's 956? Now I'm curious. I need to know where bad area codes are from.
Yeah.
People who complain about the dumbest things.
Brownsville.
Okay. There you go. Brownsville, McAllen, Laredo, and South Padre.
I won't say it's my least favorite part of the state, but it's my top five. It's in my top
Midland's,
five.
Midland, Odessa is probably my least favorite.
Yeah, that's probably mine too. Like the Panhandle.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that. And I don't really like Dallas that much.
Nah, Dallas is.
But then that part is probably like, that's the rest. Like, I'll put that
all
in
right, there. There's a lot of, to be honest, there's not a lot of places that I really love in Texas. I mean, obviously I love Houston. I love San Antonio, Austin area. Hill Country's great.
Oh, that's the best.
There's some areas in East Texas that are fantastic. You know, you get into Piney Woods and some of those areas that I like. I like Fort Worth.
Okay.
That's it. End of list.
That's it. Did you mention San Antonio? Are you in or out on San Antonio?
No, I'm in on San Antonio. But okay. San Antonio, Austin, I kind of, to me.
How do you feel about El Paso?
I think it's the best part of New Mexico.
Okay. How do you feel about Laredo?
Not a fan.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to drive to Laredo with a bunch of other, you know, upper middle class white kids and go across the border in our upper middle class white kid car and do dumb stuff. I would never do that now as a grown adult.
It's different. And even when I mean, back we used to do the same thing, but it was safe then.
I never felt like it was safe, but I also felt like I, you know,
it was pretty safe.
I wasn't going to be sold into the sex trade. Now I'm not so sure.
Guys.
Jong, did you ever do that?
No, I've been to El Paso once, and it was because I was
covering, like, a mission trip.
No, I was covering my senior year. I was covering the U of H football team, and they had a game against UTSA, and that's the one time I went to El Paso. Okay. And you could see Mexico from...
You mean UTEP, right? Not UTSA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, UTEP. Yeah.
Don't,
I'm sorry.
Don't confuse those. They'll get mad at you.
Yeah.
And every time I go to California, man, we go to Tijuana. I don't think I'd do that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just too much. But
I'm too scared of everything now.
I'm
in my bubble.
I just don't like Dallas for a lot of reasons. I think it's kind of boring to me. Would I take their sports teams and their sports scene and I'll throw Jong into the trade. They can have all of these and we get all theirs.
You're giving up Jong.
I'll give up Jong. That's the only person I'll trade him for. We won't trade him for Dell. But the reality is that city's just not that interesting. The areas around, who the hell's yelling out there now? What do we got going on now? I prefer Fort Worth.
That was Salisbury.
Oh, okay. That's what it figures. That's what I thought.
He said he's sorry.
No, he's not. That's him, man. He's just having fun. But there's not one place that I say, oh, man, I'm going to Dallas. I have to go do this. After you've kind of sat in the grassy knoll and at 3 a.m. and looked at where the shot came from 5 or 6 times, you've done it enough.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do there. Deep Ellum isn't that interesting to me. But, man, I love Fort Worth. I'd spend a lot of time there if I could. I'd live in Fort Worth. I wouldn't live in Dallas.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Whether you're in Fort Worth or Dallas or anywhere, the police, they're out for you. They're trying to get you that DWI, and they're using bad science to do it. It's not fair, but it is what it is. And they can take you to jail for it. These breath tests, these blood tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. And most states have gone away from them. Not Texas, though. We're still using it. And that's why it's good to have attorney Gary Trichter. He's a DWI specialist. He's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, you need to call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. Don't wait until it's too late and try to tweet me in the middle of the night. I'm not going to answer. 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
And we are back on the Blitz. Blake says he grew up in Dallas and lives in Houston. He's heard a lot of people talk about how they dislike Dallas. Why is that? I think there's a lot of people that dislike Dallas because of the sports reasons. I just don't like the city. And
it just doesn't seem like it has a soul to me.
No, it doesn't. That's part of it. And even like in Deep Ellum, I don't like that. I hate the way the highways are there. If you get off, if you miss an exit, it's a 30-minute ordeal getting back. And it's.
I also hate the freeways in Houston.
Well, I hate the free. I do too. But at least if I miss an exit, I know where to go. You know, it's real easy. You go to the next one and turn around. But I don't really. And it's well, and I had an opportunity to go up there and work, and when I was going to take the job, I was going to live in Fort Worth and commute, and then I was like, well, that's just a pain in the ass. I don't want to do that, so I wound up not going. But it's just not for me. And some people like it, some people don't. I prefer this city. I prefer Austin. I prefer San Antonio. If I had to pick one place to live in Texas, those would be my first three choices:
El Paso or Dallas.
Dallas over El Paso.
Okay.
Fort Worth over it would be fourth. But okay. See, I'm fortunate enough where I can pick and choose where I want to live. I don't have to narrow it down like that.
Dallas or Lubbock?
I'll take Dallas over Lubbock.
Dallas or Corpus Christi?
Dallas.
Okay. Just getting a feel for where you stand on these.
Well, but the reality is before I get to Dallas, hopefully I'm looking out of state.
Dallas or Louisiana?
What part of Louisiana? It doesn't matter, Dallas.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, here's where the range you should put it in: Dallas or Atlanta.
Okay,
those two are pretty similar.
You find them similar?
Yeah, on my scale of places I would live,
okay,
I'd say they're about equal. I'd stick with Dallas because it's Texas, but that's the only reason.
Yeah, I'm not big on either of those towns, really. But
yeah.
Well, everybody likes different stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's the same thing. It's like I always say about women. If we all liked the exact same thing in women, we'd all want the same woman. Yeah. And there wouldn't be enough for us. Yeah, we need to have different opinions. Some of us like different music. Some of us like different beer. Thank God people don't like the same beer I do because I can buy more of it. That's the great thing about it. And yep. It's not – and I'm not dogging it. I'm just telling you, if at this stage in my life I get to pick where I live – it's pretty far down my list, if that's fair. And we've talked about this before. I have a pretty small list of places I'll leave for. Well, Blake asked Dallas or Detroit. Dallas. Detroit is at the bottom of my list.
Very bottom?
It's, well, yeah.
Any major market in the country, Detroit's dead last?
Trying to think of one I would put below it.
Yeah.
Worse than Cleveland?
That's probably the same, closest competition.
Yeah, that's the same ballpark.
But, like, I don't know if Cleveland – let's just leave it to, like, top 20 radio markets.
Okay.
I don't know that Cleveland's a top 20 radio market. Oh, it is. 18th.
Really?
But there's a lot of them on here that you might consider if I told you.
Yeah.
We talked about Atlanta, Detroit, Cleveland, Akron is considered one.
Okay, I'm out on that.
Orlando, Daytona Beach.
Not a real fan of that area.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Tampa, St. Pete is in the same. It's in the top 20. I like that way better.
I would take that over, yeah.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, you take that. That Orlando, Daytona, Melbourne.
Actually, Miami. I don't know. I want to live there. I'd love visiting, but I wouldn't want to live there.
How about Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, California?
That's not bad. That's actually not a bad area. Sacramento's not bad.
Okay.
How long have you been to? I mean, when have you been to Sacramento?
I've been to Sacramento. Yeah.
I like Sacramento. I wouldn't live there.
Live there?
No, I won't live there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right? Okay. If you had to take a job there.
All right, so you're offering me jobs in these places now.
I'm offering you jobs in either Sacramento, Orlando, Cleveland, or Detroit.
I'm staying here. I'm turning them all down.
Okay, you got fired from here. Those were the four offers you got.
I hope I do better than that when I get fired, but I would probably take Detroit over those.
Okay.
So now we're starting to see, yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably live in Windsor, though. I would cheat. Okay. I would live in
Windsor. That's all right. Is there, they got like a ferry or something?
Yeah. I just have to, because I got that global crossing thing. I just like Nexus. I can go right through every day.
Yeah.
What else we got?
In the top 20, it's mostly places that I wouldn't mind living. Like, obviously, New York, L.A., Chicago, or that's the three top markets.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, it's cold. I don't really like that.
It is, but that's kind of a cool city.
I think it's kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
And it's a good sports town.
Yeah.
Dallas, Fort Worth, San Francisco, which I love that city. I don't know if I could ever afford to live there.
Yeah, you'd have to make $500,000 a year minimum.
Washington, D.C.?
I'm out on that.
D.C. or Detroit?
I'll take Detroit.
So D.C. is below Detroit?
Yes. I'm way out on D.C.
Boston?
Boston's below Detroit. Geez, Detroit's moving up my rankings, isn't
Detroit's
it?
Detroit's top five for you.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Houston, Tampa, St. Pete, Phoenix.
I love Phoenix.
That's a good town.
I love Phoenix. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Detroit, Seattle, Minneapolis,
actually,
Miami.
Minneapolis is actually underrated. That's a good city.
That's a good spot, yeah.
I like that place.
Denver, Cleveland, Orlando, and Sacramento. That's the top 20.
Denver's in my top three or four.
Mine too.
Well, Denver, Toronto, Seattle. If I'm getting a choice right now,
right?
If you're saying okay, you can take anywhere you want to go. Those are probably my top three.
I'd probably go Seattle, Denver, and San Diego.
Yeah, I like San Diego a lot too. That's probably top four.
Yeah, Portland would be good. San Francisco would be good. Those are good towns to live in.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd like living in San Francisco. I love it.
Oh, I'd have to live in Oakland. And I'd have to live in the really crummy part of Oakland. Well, I'd probably get stabbed. But
it's just, there's something about it. I think it's one of those. For some reason, I don't really like New York and why I didn't like living in L.A. There's just too many people in too small of an area. That gets to me after a while. I start getting, I start freaking out a little bit when that happens. But I, in fact, my top three, boom, done, Toronto, Denver, Seattle.
Toronto.
Man, that's a great city. It's getting too crowded, too, though.
I feel like...
Somebody mentioned Buffalo. Buffalo, if I could live in Niagara, I would do Buffalo. Niagara's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, there's a casino right there. There's some positives. Yeah. Keenan says Minneapolis, Seattle, and Denver are a legit city. I like Minneapolis more. I'm telling you, Minneapolis is underrated. That's not a city that you think about. Hey, you know what?
I've never been there. I've heard good things about it.
Well, we'll be there for Super Bowl in 2 years. Well, assuming we're still here.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, but if we go, you'll love it.
You'll be here for sure because you'll still be under contract.
We'll have an opt-out.
Oh. Well.
My
contract will end like 2 months before the Super Bowl, so I don't know.
So I guess we can't start looking ahead to that.
We better not look. Let's not look that far ahead.
It's one of those cities that nobody ever says, "Hey, I want to go live in Minneapolis," but when you get there,
it's solid.
It's solid, man.
Almost every place, though, I instantly think about weather.
It does get cold.
I don't want to live somewhere cold.
But the positives, man, the summers are awesome.
Denver's an exception, just because it's a different kind of cold, and
yeah.
It's not in that.
Plus, you can stay active all year there because you can go skiing.
And I'm in like Midwest. The Midwest is like the part of the country where I'd be least interested in living, just because I feel like everything's dying there. You know, like that's why everybody who moves here is from Michigan or Ohio, because everybody's getting out of there.
Well, And Arians Fetus asked why Toronto over Vancouver. I like Vancouver, but to me, Vancouver is and Seattle are pretty similar, and I prefer Seattle. I mean, they almost have the same weather. They're kind of in the same area. And if I I'm telling you, man, Toronto reminds me of a better Houston. That's why I like it. It's like whatever you want is there. You can find it. And plus it has it's such a cool freaking place. All but right.
John wants you to shut up. Okay, I gotta read about Allied. Well, I gotta tell you, if before you move out of Houston, you wanna fix up your backyard, make it easier to sell your place. Allied Outdoor Solutions can do just that for you. They can renovate your old pool deck, your old patio with a carved stone overlay. And carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface. It just costs way less money than tearing everything out and starting over. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's cool to the touch, slip-resistant, and it's twice as strong as concrete. I don't know how many other great things I can tell you about carved stone. They stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. If you're not looking to resurface, they can help you with a patio cover, an outdoor kitchen, and so much more, guys. Stop by the showroom, see what they can do for you. I'm telling you, you're gonna be blown away at what your backyard could look like with Allied Outdoor Solutions. They're at I-10 in the Beltway. Stop in or check them out online. The Carstone Project's photo gallery is online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
There I go, there you are. Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on The Blitz. Attention all 45 South Blitzers. The Blitz is coming to the Saloon Door Brewery in Webster on Friday. We broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4. First 50 people to order and say the Blitz is the bomb get a complimentary beverage on the Blitz. We're buying beverages for 50 people. First 50 who come up and say the Blitz is the bomb. Man, I just saw this highlight of my man Austin Matthews, who's already got 2 goals. Just went through 4 guys. He's going to be a monster. I love that guy. 2-2, though, because the Leafs suck. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday.
I keep forgetting it's Wednesday. For some reason, I feel like it's Thursday. And every time I realize it's Wednesday, I'm vastly disappointed.
I keep thinking it's Tuesday.
Oh, that's an a-hole call.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
I kind of, now I'm totally confused.
It's probably because we were gone on Monday and you missed us.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Plus, we didn't do a full show on Monday.
Right, which made it feel like a short week, which therefore means today should be Thursday instead of Wednesday.
Yep.
But
Friday, even.
It could be Friday. Let's make it Friday. Yeah, today's Friday. John will do the show
by
himself
Monday,
tomorrow. Well, we got to go to Saloon Door on Friday. I want to do that.
Okay.
So, all right, I guess I better do tomorrow, too.
All right.
Here we go. John Denver, American country music star, known for Country Boy. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Isn't he Rocky Mountain High, too?
Yeah, and this...
Rocky Mountain High.
And in this case, Colorado. He died in a plane crash at 53, so not so high after all.
He was high, and then he got low.
Low. It happens.
He hit the ground, now he's below the ground.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel... Oh, that wasn't him. Never mind. Nancy Spungen killed by Sid Vicious in 1978.
Allegedly? No, yeah.
Aptly named Sid Vicious. 1977, Bing Crosby, 74 years old.
It's a good run.
Yeah, saying going my way. He did go his way, I think. He went somebody's way. 1870, Robert E. Lee, U.S. General of the Confederate Army. 63 years old in a Civil War in 1870. That's a hell of a run.
You know how, around here we're changing all the school names and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That had anything to do with Southern generals or Confederate soldiers? Being in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, they have a huge Robert E. Lee statue. You think that's ever going to change?
No.
I feel like they're not going to take that
stuff
down.
No, I don't think so. All right. Animals. Mike the Tiger. We knew that.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Short battle of cancer. I think I'm going to skip the popes. There's too many of them. Although there's a Discorus, who was an anti-pope. Do we know what? John, you're supposed to be helping us. What the hell's an anti-pope?
Yeah, let me look at this up.
We haven't figured it out yet.
But Discorus? The day that disco... Never mind. All right, Carlo Gambino in 1976, Italian-American gangster, dies of a heart attack at 74.
Lived the thug life.
Did. 1945, Milton S. Hershey invented the Hershey Chocolate Company.
He's like our the real-world Willy Wonka.
Yeah, dead at the age of 86. And in 1809, Meriwether Lewis, who was most famous as being part of Lewis and Clark, committed suicide at 35.
Oh, he was fed up with Clark's
Clark, you can't hang around Clark that long.
Who could go all the way, like, who can make that a full expedition with Clark?
I would not want to do that with anybody, much less Clark.
Clark was a pain in the ass.
And then they had that one night in the mountains where...
That's a different movie.
Oh, sorry, I get confused. Yeah. All right, how about this? 1562, Gabriel Fallopius, anatomist and early advocate for the use of condoms.
Okay.
In 1562.
Wow.
They were doing condoms in 1562?
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in 1962, no one gave a damn.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, here are our best deaths. Christopher Reeve, American actor, 2004.
Why is Bing Crosby listed under sports figures?
Yeah, I put it under the wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be under celebrity.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it is a long story.
Where's the porn stars?
There is no porn star.
That's also a long story. 2004, Christopher Reeve, former Superman.
Yeah.
Most famous for the movies that had Richard Pryor in them, or the one movie that had Richard Pryor in it, and Neil Before Zod. Well, Neil Before Zod for the last time in 2004.
He couldn't even kneel in the last few
years. He couldn't. He just kind of...
wasn't a kneeler. He just kind of got rolled around.
Yeah. Kid Caminiti, 2004.
We're going to go with what? No cause of death there? We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen?
Yeah.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
I think
yeah.
we all know how that went.
Man, Kid Caminiti was my favorite Astro when I was a little kid.
You know, he
he was the young hot rookie when I was when I was around the age where I was able to appreciate going to the games.
Yeah, the thing about him, and I got to know him a little bit early in his career because I spent a lot of time going to spring training and stuff, and we actually hung out at the same bar a lot because we weren't.
Did you guys do a bunch of blow together?
No, we didn't. We did kill a bunch of brain cells with alcohol, but he was just a nice kid. And he was just one of those guys you could tell that somebody was going to manipulate someday.
Yeah.
Because he just... And it was going to get him into trouble. But kind of a shame. Not as big as he looked on TV. He's actually... He and Bagwell, too. Same thing. I don't know if you've seen them in person up close.
Isn't Bagwell like 5, 10, or 11?
Yeah, they're little dudes. They were well put together guys. And obviously...
I wonder why.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a little something extra going into the milkshake. All right, Wilt Chamberlain, 1999. Died at the age of 63. There's an entire generation that only knows Wilt Chamberlain as Bombata from Conan the Barbarian.
I also find it funny that the same week Wilt Chamberlain died, the dude who said the early advocate for the use of condoms died.
Yeah.
Like, that's sweet irony, right?
It is, because... I wonder how much he spent on those.
I mean, it's got to be a ton.
And finally, in 1985...
Either that, he had to choose between spending a bunch of money on that or abortions.
Yeah, and we know what's cheaper.
Yep.
Are they still 50 cents a pop?
I don't know.
I don't know either. John, help us out.
Condoms?
Yeah.
No, they're more expensive than that.
Oh, really? Well, they have a lot of other stuff to them now, so... And then finally, Orson Welles, actor-director from Citizen Kane and War of the Worlds, dies of a heart attack at 70. I just knew him as a kid as that old wine guy. We shall serve no wine before it's time. And that's it. That's your death.
That's it.
And an anti-pope is a person claiming to be pope who was not duly elected or proclaimed while a duly elected pope is still alive in office.
A phony pope?
Yeah. So a self-proclaimed
pope. Why do we even give them... Are we even... How are they famous?
I think they...
Because he's discourous.
I think that if they're popular enough with other bishops or other cardinals that they have a few followings, then they kind of elect him as an anti-pope.
Better anti-pope, Discorus or Disco Biscuit?
I'll go with Biscuit.
Solid.
Yeah. Quite certain she's... See, I much prefer the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version of this song. It's actually on my rotation when I'm running.
Lamont thought it was Thursday, too. I think everybody did.
All right, well, you know what? We'll have to do Thursday tomorrow, and now we're going to have to reset. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jung Lee. Great job, Hoffman. Great job by the texters, tweeters, callers. Give myself a solid D plus today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.